Yes, that was Eva Cassidy there, the lovely voice of Eva Cassidy and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And I want to welcome into the studio now Ciarán Mahoney from Dublin City Council. Good afternoon, Ciarán.
Good afternoon, John.
So we're going to talk about Let's Walk and Talk, Spring 2015, but I'm actually looking at the back of this leaflet and there's walks going on all over the place, and there's weekly walks, and it's all organised by Dublin City Council.
Yeah, the walks have been... they've been running for a good few years now, and it's Community and Social Development Department, as it's called now. It used to be the Community Development Section. So they've been running for a good few weeks, and what they've done is, over the years, they've got local community people to volunteer to be walk leaders, and they happen weekly in a good few areas over across the city, and some of them are actually in different languages. There's one in Spanish, Irish and French. Different ones, so that's a great opportunity for people to speak their native language. But yeah, there's a lot of interesting weekly walks, and then there's the historical walks that happen throughout the year, which are generally once-offs, and that's kind of
the main ones.
And I think August is the Heritage Week, happens in August, so we often run them along then as well. So there's a good mixture of options there for people who are into walking.
Yeah, and I think everybody's into walking if the weather is nice, you know.
Yeah.
If you have time.
That's it, yeah.
Have the time. Does Walk and Talk Spring 2015, does a Walk and Talk Priorswood?
Yeah.
Just explain Walk and Talk.
Just explain Walk and Talk as a theory. Yeah. I suppose it's just a way of getting people out who like walking, just to meet neighbours or just to have a chat about the area. Generally, we focus in on a particular area. As I was saying earlier, we did Coolock and Beaumont and Artane before, and Airfield as well. And this is a walk and talk that we haven't done before in the Priorswood Clonshock area. So yeah, it just so happens we pick, you know, different ones. And Pat Liddy, who's the historian who leads the walk, generally does a bit of background research, and we already knew that there was some historical figures attached to the park, the Belcamp Park itself, such as Dean Swift and Countess Markovich, who I just know a little bit about in relation to the park, but he's going to research a little good bit more. So people who come along on the day, most of them will probably be local, as I was saying before, on another show that I have, a men's sheds running up in Priorswood. Now we're going to start on a Wednesday at the end of the men's shed, so we'll maybe have that group and just other local people from around that area that might join in the walk, and some of them may have more information than the historian, which often happens, and it's a bit of banter and you pass back and forward. He stops generally at different spots to, you know, to have a bit of a talk and then moves on, so it's usually 90 minutes in total.
I would have thought now Priorswood, Belcamp and Clonshock, they're fairly new areas, but it says here there's still an awful lot of history attached to them. I'd say people actually living in the areas
would
be amazed at some of the history.
Yeah, I mean, there is a good bit of history, I know, in relation to certain houses and that up there, and because recently in the men's shed we had Douglas Appleyard. He's a local historian. He's written a book about the whole of this area, Greenfields Gone Forever. It's quite well known by locals. Apparently I'd only heard of him the first time, and he went through a good bit, and there's different houses up there. The house where Pace is based, I can't remember the name of it now. There's a few like big houses around that would have been that have history attached to them, or would have been, the English landlords at the time would have been living there, and then they've then been passed down. But the park itself, just doing a little bit of research on it, the park dates back to the 17th century, and this is the Belcamp Park, and the Lord Mayor of Dublin at the time, Sir Humphrey Jeffreys, erected a house there at the time.
Is this the site of Belcamp College now, is it?
Belcamp College is... No, Belcamp Park is...
It's a separate thing.
Belcamp Park is, if you go up to the end of the Clonshock Drive, and the park's on the right. It goes on to, it kind of leads nearly over towards the N32. Opposite Bewley's.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a park there, and the park section are based there as well. But Dean Swift Sports Club is also based there. So so there's modern facilities. But yeah, reading up on it, Henry Grattan apparently was around there in 1746, and Dean Swift was a visitor of him. And then the other thing it says is Countess Markovich rented the house there. Now, maybe there is the Belcamp. Belcamp College was further out there. Yeah, yeah. There's obviously a house on the grounds there. Countess Markovich rented in 1909. And it says that it was the base for Fianna Éireann at the time in 1909. So that was for a short time. So I presume now Pat Lady will be researching more on this. So as you say, it's an area of a lot of historical value. And then the areas themselves where the housing estates are, probably they will have a lot more information on that as well. Yeah. So
That's happening on Wednesday, the 4th of March. And then there's the 7th of March and the 9th of April. So I think we might remind people coming closer to the events as well.
Yeah.
As well. But there's also the second one there, the Pat Liddy Walk part, which is going to be part of the Five Lamps Art Festival. I know my colleague Pat is going to cover that tomorrow on his show, Five Lamps Arts Festival. So this is a walk around Dublin Docklands.
Yeah. And that would be run probably through the central area office in Sean McDermott Street. But again, that would be an area that's changed hugely in the last, two decades. And Pat Liddy does all the walks, actually. I think that one's just named after him for some reason. The Five Lamps Art Festival runs every year in that area, and it's getting more and more successful in terms of different theatre acts and different things from the area. So it seems to be a really big draw for people. And as you say, it's quite local to here as well, in terms of it's just a bit in. I worked in that area myself, but I don't know much about the historical Docklands there. But I'm sure, as that area was part of the original Monto, especially the Dublin one, the Sean McDermott Street area, it's probably a lot linked to that. And there's probably some great history in relation to Dockers and stuff like that, and interesting stories from the Monto area. And I suppose as it's so changed in recent years, it might be interesting for people to hear or see photos who have never seen before what it was like. So that sounds like a really
very interesting
one.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're actually you're learning and you're keeping fit and getting exercise.
Exactly, it's part of a kind of an initiative to keep
social thing. Yeah, you're going to be meeting new people, and it's always nice to meet.
Keeping
new people.
Active, you know.
And then there's another one then in April. As I say, this is only February, but we will remind people coming closer to the events. And this is Pier Street. And, Pat Liddy does this.
Yeah,
as well,
he does them all. I think what it is Dublin City Council had made a link with Pat Liddy a long time ago, and he's the kind of the guy who leads the walks. Now, he does have people who come around to most of his walks, and then they try and get the local people. So Pier Street, obviously the finish at Pier Street Flats and Community Centre. So it's the Pier Street area itself in the South Keys, which again would have lots of history. In terms of the use of the river and everything, and then how the buildings have changed over the years. I'm sure there's some great historical information there.
A lot of that area was reclaimed, wasn't it?
Yeah, reclaimed from the sea, the early 18th century. So again, and a lot of this stories, this folklore has been passed down from people to people. And I think Pat really enjoys when he doesn't know something, someone else has a different story on it. So it can be a good bit of banter, and because he would pick up stories as he goes along as well. So the local people are the ones who have all the real information. So the more local people there, the better, And it can be a very interesting especially if you don't know an area, but even if you're from an area recently, to actually find out a bit about the history.
A bit about the history,
so it's kind of a nice initiative, really.
No, it is. It's a great idea, as we said. It's a social event, and you're keeping fit, and they're going on all the time. And if people want to avail of this, people are probably out there saying, "I never knew about that." You know, is there a website or a phone number? Or?
Yeah. So does the phone number? The landline is 222-2148.
222-2148.
And that will be at Dublin City Council, in the office in town, Wood Quay. And then there is an email address, Let's Walk and Talk, all the one word, are all joined together, at dublincity.ie. And there is a website, which is www.letswalkandtalk.ie. Now, they produce, it's quarterly bulletins on the different walks as what we're working on here, and generally they would be available at in the public offices and the libraries and stuff like that as well. Yeah. But if people don't have them, they could avail of them by the email or website. Yeah, there's probably a lot more going on than people realise, and also people interested in setting up one themselves, you know, that they're always looking for new ideas and new volunteers, because as you say, it's a great for anyone, but for people who maybe have more time during the day, or active retired people, it can be a great social as well as a fitness event for the week. So I think they're always looking for, as they call, leaders, people who volunteer and just be given the walk and talk high-vis jackets, and just really to lead the walks, really, and so that they can run themselves without... I suppose that they're handed back to the community, which is really what a lot of the community development hopes are, that, you know, if they initiate something that people can, that they can be sustainable by the community themselves. Yeah. So I think that's something that can work if there's enough people interested. So
it's a great idea. And I'm just reading here as well, as you mentioned earlier, Fridays at 2 p.m. there's a stroll through the city talking in French.
Yeah.
So for all our French visitors, or even people who are learning languages. Friday's also at 11 a.m. a walk talking in Irish, which is fantastic. So there's a lot, as you say, there's a lot going on. That people
and they're all free as well, and you know, that's always great because it's accessible to anyone. Then you know, so and I think the language ones are maybe a newer initiative, but I you know, I was surprised myself to realise that there was a few different ones every week, and I think that's great.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
You know. And even as a tourist attraction, you know, for people who are visiting as well, that I suppose it's good to put it out to them as well. It's a free historical walk that happens weekly, you know. So,
and the Irish language seems to be taken off as well.
It's making the comeback big time, which is great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's coffee mornings Oscailga, and now there's walks Oscailga. So it's great.
That's it,
it's great. Lots of things happening. Okay, Ciarán, thanks very much for coming down to me.
You're welcome.
Information is available as well upstairs at the information desk.
Yeah, and I mean, if anyone wants to, I can give my email and phone number if anyone wants to contact our section in Bunratty Road about any community event or any initiative, our residents group or anything like that. Yeah, we have a lot of information. So, you know, my phone number, it's Ciarán Mahoney, and it's 086-815-0799, and my email address is ciarán.mahoney@dublincity.ie. So, and we have a good range of different events throughout the year, and initiatives, and we're always interested in people contacting us, you know.
And if anybody has ideas.
Yeah, ideas as well, and so it's quite a wide range of scope, from youth to active age to men's sheds to running tea dances, and we've a lot of different things going on throughout the year, and seasonal things. So,
and I know Madeline was in on Friday talking about the dance down in
that's
Parnell's.
Next Wednesday in Parnell's at the 11th, so we're hoping to have a good day.
Lots
that's
happening
to look forward to.
And the men's shed, as you mentioned there earlier, I think that's a fascinating idea.
Yeah, and it's going great.
I did an interview on that a good while ago. But it's great. There's lots happening.
That's it, yeah.
Right, Kieran. Thanks very much for
dropping John. Okay.
This morning.
And talk to you again.